Chapter 10. Antimatter and Anti-Universes. The most exciting phrase to hear in science, the one that heralds new discoveries, is not Eureka, I found it. But that's funny. Isaac Asimov. If the man doesn't believe as we do, we say he is a crank, and that settles it. I mean, it does nowadays, because now we can't burn him. Mark Twain. You can recognize a pioneer by the arrows in his back. Beverly Rubik. In Dan Brown's book, Angels and Demons, the best-selling predecessor to The Da Vinci Code, a small band of extremists, the Illuminati, have hatched a plot to blow up the Vatican using an antimatter bomb stolen from CERN, the nuclear laboratory outside Geneva. The conspirators know that when matter and antimatter touch each other, the result is a monumental explosion, many times more powerful than a hydrogen bomb. Although an antimatter bomb is pure fiction, antimatter is very real. An atomic bomb, for all its awesome power, is only about 1% efficient. Only a tiny fraction of the uranium is turned into energy. But if an antimatter bomb could be constructed, it would convert 100% of its mass into energy, making it far more efficient than a nuclear bomb. More precisely, about 50% of the matter in an antimatter bomb would be turned into usable explosive energy. The rest would be carried away in the form of undetectable particles called neutrinos. Antimatter has long been the focus of intense speculation. Although the antimatter bomb does not exist, physicists have been able to use their powerful atom smashers to create minute quantities of antimatter for study.